In prior meetings around the West Side, people in attendance saw renderings of what might be done or heard landscape architects talk about what they were looking at in the $50 million conversion of LaSalle into Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park. Last night, the crowd heard about the ideas and saw a very large model of the park and conversion of a land berm and so-so lawn across the I-190 into what's being called 4th Street Park. Edward Colon was worried. Colon is president of the West Side Little League Football Association, which uses LaSalle football fields and runs concessions for the football league.
I don't really have a problem with it. I'm really excited about everything that they're doing. I just don't want them to forget what's been there and what is the heart of that park. And, you know, being since 1966, I feel that an upgrade is going to come around. I think we deserve that. And to be able to continue to offer the kids, you know, something that's been there forever.
While concessions are a real issue, the early plan calls for more sports fields on both sides of the Niagara section. The planners from Michael Van Valkenburg Associates will be back in May with the final plan. City officials have been working closely with the landscape team because the city is going to have to maintain the planned park, although the Wilson Foundation has set aside $10 million of the $50 million for an endowment. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.